Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Sunday, gang, and of course, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, working on a Sunday. Not happy about that, Andy Goldstein. And of course, there's only one place to start, and that's Old Trafford, where Cristiano Ronaldo scored twice, a brace, on his return to the Premier League as Manchester United tonked Newcastle United 4-1. Here's how it all unfolded on game day, live on TalkSport.
12 years and 107 days after he last pulled on a Manchester United shirt, Cristiano Ronaldo is back and he starts for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side.
Let's see how he gets on with Man United. Can he take them back to where they want to be?
Well, Adrian, first and foremost, in the last 25 years, I've never seen my wife so excited about a signing. It's a bit worrying, really. But I just think it's a fabulous day, not just for Manchester United, but for the whole Premier League. It adds something special.
But there's the breakthrough, right on time. And Manchester United take the lead. And guess who? Guess who indeed? Manchester United 1, Newcastle United 0. And who else was there? 4 yards out, inside the 6-yard box, but number 7, Cristiano Ronaldo. And Cristiano Ronaldo, 12 years and 124 days since his last Premier League goal, has scored number 85 in this competition.
He keeps putting the ball in the back of the net. He doesn't always score worldies, does he, anymore? Smiling from ear to ear, Cristiano Ronaldo.
He won't stop surprising people. And, you know, even at his age, the way he looks after himself is... He's so hungry for more and very happy. Of course, we know what good a goal scorer he is. And today he senses the moment and he comes alive.
He's only gone and done it again. Listen to the noise. It's that man, Cristiano Ronaldo, and Manchester United lead 2-1.
Well, I didn't expect that to score 2 goals. I expect 1, but not 2.
When he come and score already 2, I'm here 4 games, I scored 2 and he come in 90 minutes, he scored 2. Now, look, he's a top player, so he beat all the records, I think.
What do we think would happen? Would he be the star of the show? Well, after about 45 minutes, we said, you just can't write the script because he's delivered again.
Everyone knows what Cristiano brought for the club, for the world of football, so we are really happy to have him.
No problem, though. You've got Cristiano Ronaldo now.
Maybe be greedy to expect 3 goals, but, you know, first game, so we're OK with that for now.
I think Everyone in the world knew Ronaldo some way would find a goal today, and when they were 1-1, who comes up with a goal, you know, that's the sort of player he is. He's going to come with them big goals when Manchester United need him like he did today.
So Manchester United moved to the top of the Premier League with that win, but Chelsea joined them on 10 points after beating Aston Villa 3-0. It was live on TalkSport with Sam Matterface and Matt Holland calling the action.
If home is where the heart is, then today does not just belong to Cristiano. It is Romelu Lukaku's homecoming too, and Aston Villa are trying to spoil the party. 8 minutes gone, 0-0 on TalkSport. Hudson-Odoi towards the near post, a flick by Rudiger, comes off the top of the crossbar. Lukaku played in by Kovacic, inside the area, comes inside right-footed, under the goalkeeper, and it's a brilliant goal. What a fabulous goal by Romelu Lukaku.
Anything Ronaldo can do, It had to be, didn't it? Romelu Lukaku.
Here is Ollie Watkins at the other end. Right-footed shot down low. Pushed down round post by Mendy, who got down athletically to deny Watkins an equaliser. And McGinn can feed Watkins inside the area. Goalkeeper comes out. He goes round him, shoots, blocked by Thiago Silva, and then saved by Kovacic as well. Picked on by Mings, comes down towards him once again after being popped off, and it's a great save towards the left. Comes back to Konsa, another good save by the post, by the athletic Edouard Mendy, who'd already denied Mings, and then had to deny his central defensive partner. Given away, and here's Kovacic! Oh, what a brilliant start to the second half for Chelsea. An absolute gift from the Aston Villa defence. Straight to Kovacic inside the area, and he's finished brilliantly. Here's Azpilicueta trying to get to the edge of the box. Finds Lukaku inside the area. Left-footed drive! He does have a second one now. What a finish from Romelu Lukaku. Welcome home, fella.
Really? Never scored here before?
Never scored here before in 14 appearances.
Oh, so it did not take long to score the first one, which was absolutely brilliant, and also the second one. Well, he's here to do that. He's here to help the team with his goals.
We feel now with the quality of the squad that we've got, we can come to Chelsea and get on the front foot and go and try and play in their half, such is the quality, the athleticism, and the belief that we have.
Elsewhere, Arsenal moved out the relegation zone as they beat Norwich, smashed them by a goal to nil at the Emirates. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang scored a controversial winner. Here's how that sounded, all on TalkSport 2.
Still with Christos Solitz, works it to the edge of the area, plays a 1-2 with Dow, gets to the byline, pulls it across the face of goal, and nobody there in a Norwich shirt to tuck it away. Odegaard thought about a shot for a moment, sends it into Lokonga, who tries to drive it straight at Krul. Here and Dow knocks it back to Ahrens, who's cutting in field, took the right-hand corner of the box, cross comes in and headed wide by McLean. Ramsdale was the spectator, but it went wide, stays 0-0. Good cross in, Aubameyang wanted the header, but he was beaten to it by Willian. Volley goal was by Tomiyasu, just over the bar, acrobatic effort from the debutant, gets into the area, a couple of step-overs, lays it off to Saka, who tries to drive, far post Pepe, what a block, Brandon Williams, that is as good as a goal. Now here's Bukayo Saka, pushing towards the edge of the area, Pepe on the overlap, goes for goal, hits the post, comes out, hits the other post, it's tucked in by Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. Here's Emil Smith-Rowe, bursting into the box for Arsenal, can he make it two? Great save, Tim Krul, comes out to Bukayo Saka. Saka just inside the box, right hand side, drives it in left footed and it's wide. The full time whistle goes and Arsenal have their first points and their first goal of the Premier League season. They beat Norwich by a single goal given to them by Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, their captain. Arsenal 1, Norwich City 0.
I actually think, in real football terms, he's offside because he's a yard offside on the second one that comes back off the post, because Pepe does great, that's his trademark, he's coming in from the right hand side to his left
onto
foot
his left, yeah.
Tim Krul gets a great save onto the post, then it comes back out. At that particular time, Aubameyang is a yard offside.
I didn't watch the scene back because even if it was a VAR mistake, we can't change it, so we have to accept this. The goal was given, and for that this goal was indecisive, and because of this we have to accept the loss.
I think it could have been much more comfortable. I think we missed some big chances. It didn't mean to be, and at the end we had to make a block with Cedric that saved the win. But overall, very happy.
There was a sort of a resolute feel about Norwich today, which I haven't seen before.
Well, there's no replacement for points, so for that we're not playing for warm words or for style notes, otherwise we would do some synchrone swimming anyhow. So we're playing for points, and for that we are nevertheless disappointed.
We did what we had to do, and today we had to win the game. We knew that it wasn't any other option.
Now, staying in North London, it was a bad day for Spurs. Oh dear, it was an awful day for Spurs, who were thrashed, hammered, battered, humiliated 3-0 at Crystal Palace. It kick-started a busy game day across the TalkSport network.
Sliding challenge, Tanganga's in trouble, second yellow card, he's off. Slid in on Jordan Ayew. And Japhet Tanganga has been shown the second yellow card he maybe should have had a few minutes ago.
When you're on a yellow card, the one thing you do not do, whether you think you've pulled out of the challenge or not, is go diving in, sliding in. and give you the referee no option but to send you off?
No, I just shake his hand and now trying to find improvements, not only in Jaffet, but all of us. All of us should improve.
Gallagher returns the ball to Zaha. No lucky pass. Gallagher crosses. Peels for handball against Davis. Penalty, Crystal Palace.
But I'm sorry, when you move your left knee to the left-hand side, your arm goes that way.
Wilfried Zaha beats him, sends him the wrong way. Crystal Palace leads. Tottenham Hotspur concede in the Premier League for the first time this season. It's Austin Edwards' first touch. His second touch is goalwards. It's in. What a debut. Austin Edwards has scored for Crystal Palace in no time at all.
Impact. Oh, behave, Austin.
Square to Edwards with another chance. And another goal for Austin Edwards. Two for Edwards. Three for Crystal Palace. They are in heaven.
A dream start for him. It's really good for him because obviously that will give him belief and more confidence to do well for the team.
We have enough quality and talent to play better.
I think Nuno as well has to take a little bit of the flack. It clearly wasn't working with the three midfielders he picked. He didn't change it. He didn't change it when it was clear that Crystal Palace were on top.
Didn't came on because I decided not to put them on.
As a team performance and the players who came from the bench give us a little bit more energy as well. So I was really pleased with that.
Elsewhere in the Premier League, Man City beat Leicester just about by a goal to nil, whilst Brighton moved into the top four. That can't be right. Hold on a second. Yeah, it is. With a win over Brentford. West Ham were held to a goalless draw at Southampton, and Wolves beat Watford. Here's the best of the rest of the reaction on TalkSport.
It's Leicester City 0, Manchester City 1. It's been scored by Bernardo Silva in the 62nd minute.
He just took an opportunity, ran in behind Soyuncu. He was, what, 1-2 yards out. It was too close for Kasper Schmeichel to make the save, and he just laced it into the back of the net.
For me, one of the best teams in the Premier League. You feel like you're safe with the ball, and after 5 seconds, they recover the ball and they're creating chances to score.
Yeah, and you said there was speculation about yourself actually in the summer of maybe even leaving Manchester City, but you look as if you're still playing with a smile on your face and you're putting in some great performances.
I love the club. I love my teammates. Sometimes you have to make a few decisions for your life, but in terms of the club, in terms of the manager, of my teammates, I just love it. So I'm always going to give my best.
It's not just the way, the quality he played and the incredible run and work ethic they had. So, yeah, it's a play without. We are happy that still is here, and the future we'll see what happens.
Three wins and three clean sheets in a row for the defending champions.
Yeah, I thought it was an absolutely outstanding performance from Manchester City.
Yeah, excellent performance. That's international break. Always you have doubts, but the mentality of the group of the players was incredible for the first minute until the end.
No, but I thought we were a constant threat to them. You know you're going to have to work. The technical ability, they're world-class players.
We're into added time now, and it's Brentford 0, Brighton 1. It was going to take something special to win this, and we've got just that. It's just their second shot on target. It's the Belgian midfielder, Leandro Trossard, who's worked so hard today.
I think he'll take a lot of confidence from that performance, not just his goal, but his performance. He carried a threat throughout, and delighted for him that he can finish with a goal that decides the game.
The game's one bit of quality seals the victory for the visitors. It finished Brentford 1, Brighton 1.
If you look at all the stats, if you look at the game, this is a nil-nil game, 100%. You can look at all the how many shots both teams created. So a clear nil-nil game.
We're happy, it's a start. 9 points, three wins out of four in the Premier League is not easy to do. So we're delighted with that. And we need to keep going.
Drama here late in the piece. It's Southampton 0, West Ham 0, but West Ham down to 10 men. And it's the newly crowned Premier League Player of the Month, Mikel Antonio, who is doing the walk of shame.
Look, it can happen in football, I think. I think after getting booked in the first time, he was stupid to lunge in on the second one. But these things in football happen, so we're not going to make too big a deal of it.
And it could have been worse for the Hammers, with Saints sub Armando Broya denied first by a post and then by Declan Rice's goal line clearance later on.
And this is, for me, a very good sign. Let's have a look how far he's away from starting in a game, but I think this is what we wanted to see from him, and he showed us.
Saints still winless, West Ham still unbeaten, but missed the chance to go level with Manchester United at the top of the Premier League table. Southampton 0, West Ham 0.
I still think the two games we've had draws in have been tough games, and And I still think probably if any team had deserved to win both of them, it's been us.
Watford 0, Wolves 2 with 6 minutes to go. And Wanhee Chan is the man who's got the goal.
It's something where you can see his quality, you can see how aggressive he is, you can see how sharp he is, and he'll bring so much to this club. But most importantly for us, he's a fantastic person. He fits into our chain room brilliantly.
The way we are playing, creating chances, the goals won't come. And the goals come.
Watford 0, Wolves 2, so first win of the season for Bruno Lage's side, and thoroughly deserved as well.
Listen, it was massive for us. We spoke about it before the game, how important it was, and we know we've been performing quite well, we've been doing things right, we've been listening to the manager every day and trying to take on his ideas. But the most important thing about football is winning games as much as possible, and listen, we're made up to have won that today. It was a tough game, real tough game coming to Watford, we know that from previous times, so it was important we got the win, and listen, we scored 2 goals, and it was important we come away with a win now.
I think we need improving a lot of... In the boards, when we have in attack, we need a little more aggressive with the ball, and we try to finish more actions.
And we end the show with some tennis, as Emma Raducanu was crowned the US Open champion, beating Leila Fernandez in the final at Flushing Meadows.
And she serves an ace. The incredible Emma Raducanu's pulled off the seemingly impossible. The qualifier is the 2021 US Open Women's Champion. It's a perfect 10 wins from 10 matches, and she's taken the title without dropping a set. The history books are going to have to be totally rewritten. The first qualifier to claim a Grand Slam crown, and on her debut, the youngest US Open winner since Maria Sharapova in 2004. The first British woman to win a Grand Slam since Virginia Wade 44 years ago. She's going to rocket up the rankings. She's the new British number one. Her life has changed forever. And when she wakes up in that city that never sleeps, she's going to find that she's top of the list. Emma Raducanu, what a player.
For people that don't understand the magnitude of what has just happened, you've just mentioned there a qualifier winning a major championship like this in the way that she's done it without dropping a single set. What is she? 18 years of it? Madness. It's absolute madness what we've witnessed.
And we're talking about the men's and the women's. No qualifier has ever done what Emma Raducanu has done in New York. She's been playing there for 3 weeks because she had to play 3 matches just to get into the main draw.
I've always said that she was, if anyone I coached up until this point, you know, would come through, it would be Emma. No disrespect to anybody else, but she's just always been tough on court. She's as hard as nails.
What an unbelievable moment for British sport. Emma Raducanu, the US Open champion.
So that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the Talks About Apple, wherever you get your podcasts from. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Just make sure you do it before you go. There will, of course, be another one of these. Andy Goldstein, Talksport Daily Podcast, out first thing in the morning. I'll be back on my show, or one of them, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar. That's 10 p.m. on Monday night, of course, with the Fun Boy, taking your calls after a busy weekend of football. That's it. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.